morning. This is Lefty McNeil, and you're listening to the Full Court Press. Today is Monday, February 13th, 2012. Well, the old lefty is back, that other lefty. Phil Mickelson wins Pebble Beach, the PGA Golf Tournament. Beautiful job by Phil. Hey, and did you see those great shots on TV of the California coastline? Makes you want to fly out today. Signs that spring are here. Navy beat VMI in lacrosse this weekend 14-7. And Hines Ward, star of the Pittsburgh Steelers, says he wants to sign a contract and finish his NFL career with the Steelers. Hey, Redskins fans, speaking of football, how about question of the day? Who do you want at quarterback next year? Grossman, Beck, or Manning? Might be a no-brainer. Wizards watch. The Wizards are now 5-22 on the season. Remember, it's a young team, but they're struggling. What's going on in merry old England? Soccer is going wild. Players refusing to shake hands. 8-game suspensions being given out for racial slurs. Near fights at halftime. Players charging each other's dressing rooms. You know, it's not like that on Masterpiece Theater on Sunday nights where only the rich folks are rude. Caps are now 28-21-5. They're 2 points out of first. And they've got to win the Southeast if they want to make the playoffs. Hey, another did you know for Monday. 1960 was the first year a blimp was used to cover a sports event, and that was at that year's 1960 Orange Bowl. A lot of people say it's been all downhill since then. How about the Sisyphus Award? John Feinstein, great sports writer, had a terrific article this weekend in the Washington Post about the Loyola U men's basketball team, described them as the Sisyphus college basketball programs. Now, Sisyphus was that guy, if you remember, kept having to roll a boulder up the hill because he angered the gods. Hey, Major League Baseball training camps are about to open. Get ready for a lot of last-minute signings. Manny to the O's? Are the Nationals going to get a center fielder and a leadoff batter? And don't forget, Thursday Night Fever this week, Queen Anne's versus Ken Island in boys and girls basketball. Hey, and how about we unlock those local high school tracks and let local runners, joggers, and walkers get out there and use them. Doesn't make sense to have locks on them. And P.S., don't forget, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and dark chocolate is good for you and the one you love. This is Lefty McNeil. Thank you for listening to the Full Court Press.